Between Madrid and Cerrillos, New Mexico, Highway 14 is a small ribbon of a road. Two undulating lanes that roll and twist that take traffic to Madrid and Cerrillos, New Mexico, and on to Santa Fe or Albuquerque, depending on what direction you are pointing your car. New Mexico has always been a mining and ranching state. It's one of the largest U.S. states, with a population over 2 million, and most of those 2 million living in cities like Albuquerque, Santa Fe, and Las Cruces. The state is as hard as this countryside. It was one of the last territories to become a U.S. state in 1912. Highway 14 takes you through undulating, rugged hills dotted with junipers, arroyos, and canyons, under blue skies with a few white puffs of clouds. The people who live out here are tough, practical, artistic, and don't take a cotton to city life. Two things to see on the drive to Madrid from Cerrillos, enough to warrant a stop and a photo, are a Trojan horse and a crazy-looking bird that is out of someone's imagination. It is funny how the Greeks are still reminding us that they were here too. This Trojan horse by the side of the Highway 14 overlooks the valley below and doesn't look like he's going to take no for an answer. A little further down the road, almost to Madrid, is a crazy bird by the side of the Highway 14. He looks like he is from another world too. He advertises one of the many galleries in this area, and even though this gallery is closed, it shows the spirit of this entire area. Even tough old homesteaders have an artistic side and prefer the country to the city any day. Pulling into Madrid, finding a place to park isn't hard today. The town is closed because of a virus, and one suspects that most residents in these parts are happy to see their streets empty. New Mexico has lots of little back roads, like Highway 14, and along most of them are glimpses like these into a state that holds to its Western heritage with one hand, and the space age with the other.